This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On the U.S. Virgin Islands, getting people back to work after two hurricanes means first getting their kids back to school starting today, Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Some public schools on St. Thomas and St. John will be back in class Tuesday. Kiva Muller with the Virgin Islands Department of Education says that's because the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is on a special mission to open as many schools as possible.
They've begun and will continue to install generators, repair the schools that had roof damages. They made sure that the schools had some kind of running water.
But some school buildings are a loss, forcing students onto combined campuses. On St. Croix, schools will begin opening next week. Private schools like the Peter Gruber International School on St. Thomas were able to open sooner. School director Gloria Zakers says things aren't back to normal yet.
No power, no water, no internet, and we have about 50% of our original enrollment for the year.
Enrollment declines are expected across the islands. Local school officials are racing to open schools before more families leave. As recovery continues, school districts in New York and Florida are preparing for an influx of students. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.